Thank you for listening to our radio program. My name is Eiji, the DJ of this program. And we have Masa and Kaori as researchers. We are doing this podcast as a group project for a seminar. Please enjoy. Actually, few people know the origins of hip-hop. Today, I'll talk a bit about the history of hip-hop and play some of the important hip-hop artists. We'll also look at how hip-hop became popular in Japan. The hip-hop music you hear on the radio is quite different from original hip-hop. Some hip-hop music have bad language and can't be played on the radio. Hip-hop music is rarely part of a long tradition in African-American culture. It has its origins in blues music, but is also influenced by jazz, swing, or rock and roll. Then, let's see how they evolved into hip-hop music. First of all, I'd bring you back to the time hip-hop originated. Its culture came from one of the sections of New York City called the Bronx. In 1959, an expressway was built which ran the heart of the Bronx. As a result, middle-class people moved out of the neighborhood, and also businesses and factories were relocated. So nothing was left but poor blacks and Hispanics. There was a high unemployed, committed a high crime rate, and drugs. The deterioration of the community urged teenagers living there to be immoral and let them have their own way. They drew graffiti on the walls or trains, which usually said something impolite, funny, or gave up political criticism. They also made up gangs and criticized each other using the dozens, an African-American oral tradition. People took turns insulting each other, being proud of their individual power, such as wit, self-control, or mental and physical toughness, which became the central element of hip-hop music, rap. In addition, they danced to music as a means of being proud of themselves. So we can say, the people living there sought these inexpensive entertainments, criticized society, and expressed themselves through these ways. Afterwards, around the 1980s, a black rapper named Ice Cube, who's from the Bronx, had great success with this style of music. Okay, from now, let's take a listen to one of his songs, You Can Do It. His success changed people's way of thinking about hip-hop music, and artists, even though they had been despised by those who didn't live in the Bronx. This trend also spread to the West Coast, and this type of music, hip-hop, was gradually accepted by people. This is how today's hip-hop culture was established. At first, hip-hop was popular among young black guys. However, it soon became popular among white people, even girls, who wouldn't to rebel against their parents, started to listen to hip-hop. From now, let's take a look at how hip-hop music became popular in Japan. Was it the same way? Today, many Japanese people like hip-hop. But how come? Okay, let's see. In Japan, an American TV dance program called Soul Train was broadcasted in 1970s. This program featured performances by R&B, soul, and hip-hop artists. It was something new for Japanese people, so it had a great effect on the culture. Though it was tough for Japanese to understand what they were talking about and why they danced, because of the difference in culture and language, they were just fascinated by this new culture. Since it was not necessary to understand the language to imitate dancing, it was natural that Japanese had an interest in hip-hop music. In the 1980s, a movie called Flashdance was in the theaters. This movie focused people's attention on dancing and encouraged them to start it. They did dancing, especially break dancing, in the parks, on the streets, and on campus while listening to hip-hop music. Moreover, some famous American dancers visited Japan, which accelerated the boom of dancing. This is one of the famous hip-hop dancers' songs. This is Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. He created worldwide dancing boom. His unique and original dance style became popular in Japan as well. In the late 80s, the period called New Jack Swing came to Japan. During this period, a lot of famous rappers like Bobby Brown and MC Hammer, as you heard, visited Japan to do their concerts. Due to this trend, the number of people who are addicted to hip-hop soared significantly, and more TV dance programs were broadcasted. Like this, hip-hop music penetrated Japanese people's consciousness, mainly through dancing. This explosive popularity has declined over the years. However, the culture of dancing, which was derived from hip-hop music, has taken strong root in Japan. This is one of the kings of Japanese hip-hop. This is Zebra's songs, Top of the World. What do you think? Is it quite different from American songs you've heard? The origins of hip-hop between Japanese and American are quite different to each other. But we can see some similarities in terms of fashion and the way of dancing. I hope you had a good time listening to our program. Thank you for listening. Bye!